The competition for the vote of organized labor is in full swing in Wisconsin as both Democratic vice president candidate Tim Walz and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump have addressed union issues here over the past few days, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Minnesota Governor Walz spoke at the annual Labor Fest event at Milwaukee's Lakefront on Monday. He told the audience that it was his privilege last year to sign a state package of pro-worker bills that make it easier to form a union and add workplace protections. He said some Republicans told him he was in the pocket of organized labor.
I said that's a damn lie. I am the pocket. And I told them, if you want to attack me for standing up for collective bargaining, for fair wages, for safe working conditions, for health care and retirement, you roll the damn dice. I'll take my chances on that.
Walz also spoke about what he and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris would do if they win in November.
As president, Vice President Harris will sign the PRO Act, make it easier to form unions, period. And you know what comes out of that? You can collectively bargain. You can go do the work to get fair wages, safer working conditions, good health care, and a good pension.
The leaders of several major unions have endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. But last week in La Crosse, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump maintained many rank-and-file union members will support him, falsely claiming that illegal immigrants are taking many U.S. jobs from existing residents.
A lot of them are taking the jobs for the black population, the Hispanic population, and unions are going to be very badly affected because, and I was talking to some of the union heads who I actually do get along with, but they're very concerned about it.
Trump also boasted that he'll win 85% of the vote of United Auto Workers members, who he says are worried about China-backed electric vehicle production in Mexico. That would be news to UAW President Sean Fain, who has called Trump a scab, a reference to those who refuse to join a union or cross a picket line during a strike. One union that is held off on endorsing in the presidential race is the Teamsters, which represents 1.2 million U.S. workers. But some members are voicing their views. Prior to marching in the Labor Fest parade Monday, retired Teamster Kenneth Stribling, who spoke at the Democratic National Convention praising Harris and President Joe Biden for their efforts to save Teamster pensions, told WUWM that there are more reasons he backs the Democratic ticket.
Well, because I believe the Democrats tend to align up with more of the things that I believe in. I believe in everybody should have the right and have the same opportunities to be successful in this country.
Teamster Jeff Hurley, who is a commercial truck driver, says Harris and Walz not only support unions, but also back what to him is another key issue, reproductive rights.
I have a young daughter, and I'm worried about women's rights. There's no reason that my daughter has less rights than my mom does.
But retired Teamster truck driver Bernie Anderson says he has not made a pick for president, suggesting independents are having a tough time.
We feel both sides are just kind of off the wall right now. Right now we have one of the most liberal senators in the country as the presidential nominee, and we have one of the unrestricted people, and nobody really knows what you're going to get every other day out of the former President Trump.
Anderson says over the next 2 months he'll be following what the candidates have to say about several issues. He's a gun owner and doesn't want additional restrictions. Anderson says he also wants to hear plans for what he calls an organized U.S. border. Trump is the next active candidate due back in Wisconsin, scheduled to talk about jobs and the economy this coming Saturday in Mosinee. President Biden will be in Westby on Thursday, talking about investments in America that the White House says are benefiting communities. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.